Yo, wow. Okay, so I know that I said I wouldn't be able to record the intro to this week's podcast episode because I was traveling. I'm actually on the highway in the middle of nowhere, somewhere between DC and North Carolina here in the US. But I needed to tell you this story. Basically, the bus that I'm on is part of this new bus company, and they like go to a bunch of places in the US, and the tickets are super cheap. So I was like, cool. But they made me download an app for my tickets, which I did because I'm cheap. Then this morning, before I got on the bus, I woke up to all these text messages from like specific sounding people who knew where I was going and were trying to advertise to me. I also got a couple emails from local places where I'm going, and I was like, what? And then I remembered third parties. I don't know who they are, but from these advertisements, it's clear they know who I am. They have my name, they know where I live, they even know where I'm staying for my trip, and all through the bus company, and I'm currently on the bus. I guess I was introduced to these new third-party info dealers when I bought my ticket. I'm gonna call them my new friends in my pocket. I really wonder how many friends I have now without my knowledge or my consent. Okay. Anyway, I hope you're having fun this week recording the intro without me. Bye.
Welcome to Privacy is Global, a podcast brought to you by Internews and the Heinrich Böll Foundation. I am Laura Vidal, Lau, for reference. As you heard, our other Laura is traveling, but she's sending us quite interesting messages. As you probably know now, through this podcast, we'll be looking at what is happening in privacy and data protection debates around the world. Each week, we pass the mic to different organizations and activists in the African continent, Latin America, Asia, and the Middle East. With them, we'll hear the stories behind the fight for better and more protective data privacy laws and policy. Last week, in our first episode, our friends at Coding Rights took us to Brazil to explore how issues of data privacy were also a matter of gender identity, racial discrimination, and colonial history. If you haven't heard that episode yet, go check it out. You'll hear many interesting insights and conversations, including one with an algorithm.
Male, black, perfect.
Wait, what?
Now, you don't need to listen to the previous episode to dive into this one. Remember what Laura was talking about in her message? Well, that's very close to what our friends from Paradigm Initiative will be talking about today. They'll take us to explore data privacy issues in Nigeria, how complicated it is for people to wrap their heads around data protection, which seems to me it's quite a global problem, and also how legislation functions in theory and how it actually does in reality. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to this podcast. Today we will be speaking with different individuals to give us different perspectives of data protection in Nigeria. I'm your host today, Khadija Usman, and I am the Program Officer for Anglophone West Africa at Paradigm Initiative. Paradigm Initiative is an organization that works to connect underserved youth with digital opportunities in Africa. Our work centers around digital inclusion, digital rights, and policy. Before getting into the conversation with these individuals, you might be wondering, why data protection? Well, that is the easy part. Data is life, is it not? Personal data, these little bits of information that can be put together to identify you as an individual, me as an individual, is needed for absolutely everything these days. You need data to access most services. Everyone wants a piece. The government, private actors, your employers, school, you name it. So what assurance do you have that the information would be used only for the purposes you gave it for? That it would not be confused, that you would no longer have this information out there when you want it to be forgotten by the public. What's that like in Nigeria? What's the landscape? What are the organizations that handle data protection? Is this something that is taken seriously? What are organizations doing in terms of advocacy? All of this is what we hope to discuss on this podcast. So please stay with me. Now we're going to be talking about the public perception of data protection. And to help us with that is Wale Ishola, or you can just call him Wale. Wale is an aviation professional who has been all around Nigeria and has the requisite knowledge to help us with what the public is thinking when it comes to data protection. So thank you for joining us, Wale.
Thank you, Khadija. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's get right into it then. Is data protection something that you have heard before? Is it something that you hear often?
I've definitely heard it before I would say online and in the news, but it's not something you hear very often, especially here in Nigeria. And even when it's been spoken or you've seen about it, there's not a lot of depth into it. So it's a bit difficult to understand.
So why do you think that is? Why do you think there isn't a lot of conversation about data protection?
I think people really don't know what it is about. I don't think there's enough awareness about it, to be honest. Maybe it's the name. Maybe it's the fact it's called data protection. People sort of get the general idea of obviously like destroying documents or things you don't use anymore in regards to your identity or the bank, but I feel the name might be where an issue is with regards to people knowing what it is about.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. The concept sounds very technical. It sounds like something that only some sort of professional should know about. But people definitely have an idea when it comes to their personal privacy. Different people have experiences when it comes to identity theft or taking someone using their information to take their money from the bank and stuff like that. So people know that they need to protect themselves from things like that, but I don't think they know what personal data is or protection, or that the government can play any role whatsoever in protecting them in times like that. So yeah. That's definitely a really good way to put it. But do you think that people care generally?
I think they do. It also falls in line with what I just said. They definitely do care, but in regards to it being called data protection, it's just the fact that they don't know that it covers a lot of the things they usually do. Maybe that's why it doesn't seem they don't care about it. Obviously, people care about their personal information and how it's being used and everything. But maybe just not in the way the word or the term describes it. It's a bit foreign to them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a great way to put it. What do you think people would most care about when it comes to their data?
Definitely the first most important thing, especially with Nigerians, will have to do with the banks. So definitely their money. The money, or rather their bank and the account information. People do not even like giving out the account information unless obviously they're expecting a transaction of sorts. So that will be the first thing they'll definitely care about, and the identity, because they won't want to be victims of identity theft. So I would say those are the top two things they'll be most worried about.
You know, I think being worried about their identity definitely ties back into their money. Nigerians care a lot about where their money goes and doesn't go. But I suppose people don't really know that. You know, definitely it goes beyond just their finances, and the sort of, like you mentioned, they don't know how deeply a breach of their data can affect them, even if not financially, but in other ways that just keep going on and on. So what would you say would be the way to get people to care more?
Definitely demystifying this data protection of a word. Definitely teaching people what's about and explaining it to them. Just spreading general awareness is going to get people on board, or they'll get what it is about and see that, as you said, it covers much more than like identity and finances, but just more of spreading awareness about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely something that is on the way and people are working on. I saw a broadcast message on WhatsApp today that said people should not leave their national identity number on a piece of paper when they go into some cafe or something like that. They need to make sure to tear it up or destroy that piece of paper and make sure that it's not left hanging about. I found that very interesting because I left the responsibility of taking care of a person's data to the individual that owns the data. And I mean, that makes sense, but we're missing out on the part where a person can seek redress. So you tell a person to lock their doors and make sure that they don't get robbed, but eventually if they do get robbed, you have to be able to go to the police, go to the court, recover something. You know, there has to be some way to help people feel better, get some sense of justice. And I think that's something that we're missing. When we're talking about people protecting their data, they don't seem to see a role that the government can play in this. Or what do you think?
You are right. They don't really seem to know what government can do, but a lot of it just comes down to not knowing much about data protection as a whole. When people are taught about it and it's explained to them, they can see much what the government can do and how much more they can assist them in taking care of these things.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. But I suppose another reason why it might not be at the forefront of political discourse in Nigeria is because people are still a bit focused on the more basic things, you know, the electricity and the water supply. And I don't think a lot of people have as much internet access. So when we're talking data protection, people might not take it as seriously. It's like, okay, what's that? Well, that put some money in my pocket. So yeah, I think what you said earlier definitely makes sense. A way to get people more interested would be to tell them it might not put money in your pocket, but it can take money out of your pocket.
Oh yeah. As you say, mentioning money is going to definitely pull a lot of people's attention towards it. But yeah, that would be something that can work. The government can go about it in that direction.
Okay, do you have any final words for us before we go?
I would say there definitely needs to be a data protection law in the country to assist with all of this. Like, we the citizens can only do so much. And I know there's probably going to be some gray areas in regards to it unless there's an actual law that has been set forward that we know.
Yes, yes. And comes a law that comes with its own sanctions and is all over the news and people are made even more aware of it. Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic last words. Wale, thank you so, so much for helping us out with this, helping us understand what the public perception is like, what the landscape is like in Nigeria. So thank you. And we hope to see you on another episode.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself. It was fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here to discuss the legalities around data protection in Nigeria is our next guest. We will talk about the institutions on paper and in practice. Joining us is Erinle Oluwafemi. He is a lawyer and tech enthusiast, founder and creative lead of Techie Lawyer, a web design and development agency, company secretary of Samnet Tech Limited, a National Communications Commission licensed value added service provider with 6 years at the bar. He has a keen interest in data protection and privacy, as well as cybersecurity. Now, that's what I call a rich bio. So I cannot wait to discuss this with you. Thank you for joining us, Femi.
Thanks, Khadija. Thanks for having me.
So let's get right into it. Data protection, is it recognized by law in Nigeria?
Yes, it is. Although there are different government agencies and different collecting agencies in Nigeria that govern this and different laws to that effect. We have the CBN Act, the Central Bank of Nigeria Act, that covers the relationship between the bankers and their customers, thereby ensuring that the bankers keep the information, personal information of their customers, protect it and keep it safe. Also, we have the Child Rights Act that stipulates or protects the personal information of children under the Act. And we also have the Freedom of Information Act. However, we have the Nigerian Data Protection Regulation, which was issued by the National Information Technology Development Agency, that's NITDA. NITDA is the self-appointed regulator and agency in charge of the Nigerian Data Protection Regulation in Nigeria.
That is a fantastic background. So what you're saying is that data protection exists in bits and pieces in various laws, and it was all capped up by the Nigerian Data Protection Regulation that came up in 2019. So it is recognized by law, but what does it look like in practice?
In practice, it's not as effective as the law makes it. We still have pockets of breaches all over. We citizens still have issues of their information given out or sold to third parties, people getting unsolicited messages, emails, even calls. And that's so in practice, it's not that effective. It's still a new concept, basically, because people are still trying to get a wrap around the data protection and understand what it means.
Well, so when people hear about data protection, especially in Nigeria, they think, but the NDPR has that covered. But what you're saying now is that it's not as effective in practice. Why do you think that is, and what could be the solution to that?
One of the reasons is the Nigerian Data Protection Regulation is more of like an industry side regulation, basically. The NITDA, National Information Technology Development Agency, is meant to regulate a certain aspect of the economy of the nation, basically, and it governs those who are under its purview. In that aspect, it's not effective. And in itself, it's not independent. It's a body under the Ministry of Communication. And in itself, it's not independent. It can't regulate the government agencies, basically. It can't, because government agencies are the biggest holders of data in Nigeria, basically. And the NDPR is not in that aspect strong enough to control that or regulate that aspect.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. You know, you mentioned that the NDPR is not as effective. It's just a sector-specific regulation. What's the solution to that? How do we come to a place where data protection is recognized by law and in practice?
The best solution is to have a data protection law, which will be an act of parliament passed by the National Assembly and accepted to by the president. With that, we know that a lot of thought has been taken into place to ensure it's passed, and a lot of stakeholders are involved, a lot of information taken into consideration before it is passed, and also, the law should be able to guide or control or regulate all aspects of the or all sectors in Nigeria, that both the public and the private sector, unlike what we have now. So the data protection law would be the best solution.
Yeah, I think it has the coming of a data protection law will be great at this time, following the baby steps, so to say, of the NDPR. It has laid the foundation. It has measured the landscape of what regulating data protection in Nigeria would look like. So a data protection law that covers as many sectors has taken in everything other stakeholders have tried to input into it, will cover more ground and hopefully be way more effective than the NDPR. So do you think that the courts of law are in a place where if matters of data protection are brought to it, they would attend to it? And if there are any known matters of data protection in Nigeria, you know, because the courts are the last hope of the common man.
Well, currently, I don't believe our courts are in the right place, because there are certain things, in my opinion, that are basic that we've not seen to get right, like having online proceedings, probably through Zoom. Most courts are not equipped for that. Not all courts are running that, even to the extent of online filing. It's not widely enforced or used in all the courts in Nigeria. So minor things like that shows that we are not ready, or the courts are not ready. However, are there known matters? Well, I believe the Paradigm Initiative has taken certain steps in ensuring or bringing notices of data breaches to the court, but as at now, I don't think there's any there's been any pronouncement or court pronouncement, major pronouncement on this. However, in 1992, there was a Court of Appeal case and decision basically that tried to enforce or promote privacy and protection of information in banks, that's the bank and the customer. So that in itself doesn't talk about data protection, but also shows at least there's been a data or kind of like a data protection pronouncement by the court, although in itself is not data protection, since it is a relatively new concept in Nigeria.
Yeah, I think that data protection is only new in the name, in the terminology that is being used right now. But people understand privacy. They understand that they don't want their information to be used for criminal activities or stuff like that. But when you say data protection, it sounds more technical. And I suppose even the courts have not gotten to the point where they're ready to enforce the term data protection, but they have definitely, like you said, been certain pronouncements when it comes to respecting people's privacy or government organizations doing better with the information that they have. So any final words before we let you go?
Yes, I believe we need to push the National Assembly, our lawmakers, to ensure that we pass the data protection law, because the NDPR, the Nigerian Data Protection Regulation itself, is not effective and still lacks a lot, especially in the aspect the Nigerian Data Protection Regulation covers only electronic data or personal information of people and doesn't put into place data that are stored offline. Since Nigeria, we sort of practice an hybrid system. We still have paper details in paper, information of citizens in paper. So that's one aspect I believe the new law, if it comes in place, can cover that and ensure all areas are covered.
Those are fantastic last words from you, Femi. We should push for data protection legislation. I could not have ended this better. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. It was great having you.
My pleasure, Khadija. Thanks for having me.
And now we have spoken to those with experience around data protection. We've spoken to a lawyer telling us about the legal landscape around data protection. So now we're going to hear from the advocate's point of view. We have with us Mr. Boye Adegoke. He is the Senior Program Manager at Paradigm Initiative. Thank you for joining us, Boye.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get into it. Why should people care about data protection? Why should Nigerians in particular care about data protection?
It's for simple reasons, because, the subject of data protection has become very, very key to our everyday life. And also, we cannot afford not to care. Why should we care? We should care because our entire existence has now been reduced to data points. And what that means by implication is that a lot of things depends on data that are pointing directly to us. A lot of countries are implementing digital ID systems, and Nigeria is one of those countries, with government threatening that at some point it will only provide social services on the basis of, those digital, identification and all of that, on the basis of data that it has, based on data it has collected from people. Also, many of the services that we enjoy today, you cannot really enjoy them without volunteering some sort of data in exchange for those services. Whether you are talking about telecom services, you are talking about banking services, or you are talking about even ability to vote in election, which is a civic responsibility. So you begin to see that there are a lot of data being collected by both private and public actors. And unfortunately, within the Nigerian context, there is no framework that is safeguarding or, creating guidelines on how those data are used, especially beyond the purpose for which they are collected. And that is why it is important for Nigerians to take data, protection very seriously, because it seems to be a porous system at the moment. When Nigeria implemented SIM card registration policy in 2012-2013, we saw a lot of data theft because data protection was never taken seriously. And in 2021, almost 10 years after that, it should not be heard that Nigeria is making the same mistakes at a time when it has now even gone beyond collecting, SIM registration data to collecting biometric data for national identification projects and all of that, and, similar efforts of the government. So it's very important that Nigerians take the issue of data protection so that they can ensure that there is a safeguard around the data they are volunteering to both private and public actors, and also, most importantly, so that they can, so that there will be an opportunity to seek redress where there has been a violation.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much. So I'd like to know, having been in the space that you have been for so long, being an advocate for digital rights, what efforts have you made? What efforts has Paradigm Initiative made towards the push for data protection?
Well, in that regard, it's been a lot of work. We have done a lot of work trying to advocate for data protection in Nigeria in many ways, in through public education, speaking on the issues. We have been on TV talking about it. We have done even radio, television interviews. We've released, statements asking for Nigeria to enact data protection. But in fact, we have even taken government institutions to court on the fact that Nigeria does not have a data protection, be in the face of or at a time when there is a lot of biometric data capturing. But beyond all of that, we have also even led a process towards enactment of a legislation that would ensure the digital rights of Nigerian citizens. In addition to this, we have supported all efforts that have been, you know, put forward towards giving a Nigeria Data Protection Bill. Currently, we are supporting a draft bill that has been put together towards data protection frameworks in Nigeria. So we continue to offer those kind of support at advocacy level, at the level of, you know, awareness raising as well. So these are a few of our intervention in this regard. And we also provide public education. We provide training to stakeholders to understand the subject of data protection and why they should be advocating for it.
Thank you so much. So what are your final words in terms of data protection in Nigeria? What would you like anybody listening to know? Final words.
So my final words would be that to call on all stakeholders to make it a spirited, you know, advocacy towards ensuring that Nigeria have a data protection law. Because from what I've been seeing, or what we have seen for many years now, it doesn't look like it's a priority for the government. And it takes a lot of effort by citizens, civil society to, you know, impress it upon the government to prioritize the issue. The government might think it is not that important, but if there are enough stakeholders who are making the point, engaging government and, you know, emphasizing the need for this, you know, framework to be in place for Nigeria, so Nigeria can engage better in the digital economy, and most importantly, to safeguard the rights of citizens to privacy, and also to win the trust of the people in terms of having put in place protection safeguards around data in the country. So, like I said, collaborative work from civil society and the government.
Those are fantastic final words. Thank you so much for joining us. And there you have it, folks. Data protection in Nigeria from various perspectives. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. There you have it, folks. The bird's eye view of data protection in Nigeria from the point of view of an individual within the public, from the point of view of a lawyer, and from the point of view of an advocate. I hope you have found this session informative and educating. Please join us on the next podcast. Thank you.